Good morning and welcome to Sunday Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter. The program for this Mass is available for download online at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live. And as we begin this Mass, we invite you to rise and to join in singing our entrance hymn. It's number 627 in the blue St. Michael hymnal found in the pews. Number 627, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral, America's Parish Church, for Mass on this Vine and the Branches Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Easter. We're glad that folks are with us at home, plugged in on the Catholic Channel or the Catholic Faith Network or our own live stream, that we might offer this holy sacrifice to the Mass the more worthily. We call to mind our sins, and we ask for the mercy that flows from the vine, Jesus, into us, the branches. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison,
Christe eleison,
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery deep within us, that those who are pleased to make new and holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how he had seen the Lord and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he spoke out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn, for God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, it will be done for you. By this is my Father's glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody, a month ago we had Easter Sunday, right? We're still in the Easter season. Easter Sunday. The Sunday after that, remember, we had Divine Mercy Sunday. What else? Last Sunday we had Good Shepherd Sunday, remember? And today we've got the Vine and the Branches Sunday. The Vine and the Branches Sunday, this fifth Sunday of Easter. What's this all about? It's a beautifully touching an effective metaphor, an image that Jesus uses to teach us that, well, we got to stay close to him. We got to stay attached to him. We got to stay plugged in to him, or we don't have his life flowing in us. I noticed the other day, I had seen it before, but it struck my eye the other day. We were on the Henry Hudson Parkway, stopped, of course, and they off to the side in kind of a little parking area, I saw these white machines. I had seen them before, and I thought, what are those? Are those vacuum sweepers or people cleaning out their cars? And I asked Father Steve, and I said, what are those? He said, well, those are for Teslas. I said, what are Teslas? So he told me about them, and he explained how every 400 miles or so, they got to plug in and get rejuiced, re-energized, or they're not going to go anywhere. I said, well, who would buy one of those if you got to do it? He said, well, what are you talking about? We got to do the same thing with gasoline. We got to plug in. We got to juice up. We got to re-energize at the filling station, or we can't go anywhere. It's kind of true of life, isn't it? Kind of true of life. My cell phone won't work unless I plug it in and get it re-energized. That's what Jesus is telling us. He couldn't use an image of a Tesla or a filling station or a cell phone. He would use an image that was very, very close to the people at the time, the vine and the branches, because they'd see the vine and the branches all over the place. And they would know automatically that if they see a branch fall from a vine, that branch is going to die. If they came back the next day, it'd be withered up. It'd be dead. So that was a very good image. They knew if the vine from the olive, if the branch from the olive tree falls, well, it's going to wither up and die. You're not going to get any olives, and how are we going to have good martinis? Or if the grapevines, if one of the branches falls from the vine, those grapes are going to wither, and we're not getting any wine from that, okay? So we got to stay connected. We got to stay close. We got to stay plugged in to Jesus. And he says, do it, because without me, you can't do anything. With me, there's nothing you can't do if you're attached to me. So we're going to ask, how? How do we branches stay plugged into, attached, inserted to the vine? Bunch of ways, folks. Let me mention five simple ones this morning, okay? Five ways that we kind of stay, we branches stay plugged into, attached to the vine. So we do so when we're aware of the gift of God's life within us. Number two, we do so through our prayer. Number three, we do so through, ta-da, Sunday Mass. Number four, we do so through our suffering, believe it or not. Number five, we do so when we receive him in Holy Communion. Let's quickly go through each of those five ways that we branches stay plugged into the vine. Here's number one. See, we got the life of Christ within us, whether we know it or not. If we've been baptized, if we have faith He tells us, my Father and I will make our home within you. We have divine life within us. We call that sanctifying grace, the life of God within us. Now, he never wants to leave us. Sometimes we kick him out. We either ignore him or we commit serious sin. But boy, he'll come back at a moment's notice. When we're aware that we've got the life of Christ within us, we know we're automatically conscious that we're attached to him. We're sort of like a baby attached to the umbilical cord in our mom's womb. That's how sanctifying grace, the life of Christ within us, keeps us so plugged into the vine. Here's the second way. In our prayers, we kind of articulate how close we want to be with the vine. I don't worry about fancy words. You tell me you don't know how to pray? Well, nice to meet you. I don't do so well myself. But I find out the easier and more simple I make it, the more effective it is. Dear Jesus, thanks for living within me. Thanks for your life within me. Thanks for the promise you gave me of eternal life. Thanks for your friendship. Thanks for your grace. Please help me. I love you. I trust you. I want to serve you. I know I've hurt you and I'm sorry. Please stay with me. That's about all we need. That's about all we need in our prayer. Thirdly, everybody, a third way you and I branches stay close to the vine, right here at Sunday Mass. Now, I don't care what anybody says. If we lose our fidelity to Sunday Mass, we gradually get severed from the vine. We gradually get severed from the vine. Sunday Mass is a good insurance policy to make sure we're always juiced up. We're always plugged in to the vine, see? It's interesting, too, because at Sunday Mass, we look around and see the other branches. See, we're all branches, and it kind of gives us a sense of unity and solidarity as we're aware of those other branches that are intimate parts of that vine. Here's one you might not think of, a way we stay close to Jesus, our vine, is through our suffering. See, Jesus says in the gospel, did you hear him? The branches have to be pruned. Now, that ain't happy. That hurts. When the branches are pruned, when they're cut, the vine dresser has to do that. You people who have gardens know you have to do that. You have to kind of trim away the dead stuff. Well, that hurts, see? And suffering, though, increases the juice, the life of God within us. Sometimes I'm amazed when I go to the hospital that people there suffering feel very close to Jesus. When I go to a prison, I'm amazed, even if I'm in solitary confinement visiting one of the prisoners, they tell me, we're not alone. We're close to Christ. He's here with us. So our suffering and hardship, see folks, can bring us closer to the vine. And finally, in the gift of Holy Communion. Wow, I can't really think of a more practical, available way for us to be connected to the vine, we branches, than in Holy Communion. When we receive him worthily, all right, he's actually within our heart and soul. We call it communion. We are in communion. We are united to him. So if we want to stay close to the vine, oh my, we'd receive him every Sunday at least, even more often if we can, worthily in Holy Communion. All right? And folks, when you think about it, it's all about survival. It's all about survival. Because without him, nothing is possible. With him, nothing is impossible. I believe in one God. Maker. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, made one in being, let's answer with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, he who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan,
thanks.
For all the clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the culture of life flourish among all peoples of all the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among nations and for those sufferings the effect of war, especially in Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer in hunger and poverty, especially children and babies, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Giacomo Federico and all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We seek the powerful intercession of Mary, our mother, St. Joseph, her spouse, and St. Patrick, our patron, as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands.
O God, who by the wonderful exchange of this sacrifice have made us partakers of your divinity, grant, we pray, that as we've come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his very body, he brought the sacrifices of old to fulfillment in the reality of his cross. And by commending himself to you for our salvation, he showed himself the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. Even the heavenly powers with all the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord, Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, my auxiliary bishops, and those of the province, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Saint Joseph, the Apostles, Saint Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Lord, we pray, from every evil, graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
We manet in me, et
We invite you to join in singing our communion hymn, number 593 in the hymnal, number 593, Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all.
How dare we?
Let us pray. Graciously be present to us, your people. We pray, O Lord, lead those you've just fed with heavenly mysteries to pass over from former ways of sin to newness of life through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Through the intercession of Mary, the Mother of the Church, St. Joseph, and St. Patrick, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Regina Celi, letare, alleluia, quiaque meruisti portare, alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia.
Please join in singing our recessional hymn number 419 in the hymnal. Number 419, All Praise to Thee, for Thou, O King Divine.